This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I like to grade myself sometimes if I feel like I have performed poorly. I feel like the first hour was D. I messed up a D plus, maybe a 68. Maybe less than that, 65.
That was a home run in my book, my friend.
So I'm taking college classes and going back to get my master's. So I've taken three classes already. I'm on my starting my fourth one on Wednesday night. And so my first three classes, they weren't really very hard. They weren't easy. I mean, a lot of reading and all that. But you figured it out in the past. I got A's on all of them, so I should be on the Deanzo list. But anyway, the next class I have to take is statistics. And usually I'm good in math. Yeah. So hey. Usually I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Finish your thought, because I want to hammer you right now. All right. Go ahead. Finish.
Usually I'm very adept at math. I've been good at it my whole life. But here's the issue. So I'm not good at Microsoft Excel. Like, I don't really get that or grasp it. So I'm reading the syllabus for this class, and all the stuff is done through Excel and blah blah blah. And as I'm reading like the first couple of chapters today, I'm like, I'm doomed.
So this is on statistics, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you play baseball for a living for a while?
Yes.
If you get less than an A, I'm sending you down to Class A Porterville in California.
Average. I just can't figure out. Like, they threw some formulas at me. I'm like, what symbol is that? And I haven't even had a class yet. Like, what does that mean? And I had to go back and look it up. I'm like, this is not going
to
be.
Now you know what it's like to be a fan of Prince.
Do you know how to do Excel? Do you get
yes.
that?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You're very adept with it?
I'm cracking my knuckles on the air, by the way.
What the hell is that?
I got a nervous habit here. What do you want from me? So
you're good at Excel?
I do fairly well, yes.
I'm going to have to come over. You have to show me, because I don't know.
I'll be out of town that weekend.
I appreciate it.
No, I mean, not that I hate to do the homework hour here of radio, what's the problem you're having?
No, it's early in the class, so I'm overreacting, but I think that, like, the previous classes that I had, I didn't really have to pay attention because I knew, I knew what it was. This is going to be a little bit harder for me because I have to actually do stuff.
Yeah, here's what you do. If there's anybody, watch the Mutio Talk Radio. If there's anybody who could tutor Lee, it's 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK.
Is that you?
No, they're going to.
They're going to call me.
I'm trying to call you and see if they can tutor you on the air.
Yeah.
So what's the problem you're having with this?
I'm having a problem when I'm nervous about Microsoft Excel. It scares me.
All right, I'm going to give you check this out.
I'm afraid of it.
So we can all move on. I'm going to give you the best tutorial.
Help me, Jesus.
Oh, that's nice of you. I'm God's least favorite son. Listen, I'm going to tell you, wow, I'm going to hell for that one. Bad Catholic. Anyway, so what you want to do is go on YouTube.
Yeah, I did. I've been doing that. You're right about this.
Watch people on YouTube with the Excel. Put in your problem. Go on message boards.
Yeah. No, you're right about YouTube. YouTube actually helped me the first class I had, which was an Excel class, too. But this seems like it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, I mean, where do you think I'm... I mean, seriously, I'm learning some... What?
I'm stressed out. I'm stressed out.
That's where I'm actually learning some of my Russian. Yes, I'm taking Russian. No, get off my back.
Just in case we get conquered?
Duh. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what I'm saying is, do the YouTube thing. Ask people. Ask questions. That's what you just you got to ask people questions. That's how you get through some of these courses. I mean,
all right.
You're human.
Well, we'll see. These courses are only 6 weeks, so if I you'll know,
or,
in 6 weeks.
Since it's in your neighborhood, I'm going to go a little regional. Sorry, everybody else around the country. Just go to one of those courses at the Learning Annex. Problem solved.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
I'm gonna see if I can't muscle through the first week, and if I can get through the first week and I have a little confidence, then I'll let you guys know where I'm at with all this. So we'll see. All right. So a couple other things I want to talk about. So did you see the story? I have a soft spot for the animals. So there were two lions evacuated from Ukraine. They arrived in Belgium after a horrible journey. They look real skinny. I'm watching it, and it just makes me sad. I mean, those kinds of, because it just, animals that are confined, especially things, animals like that are confined to these little tiny spaces, it's such a waste of such a beautiful beast, man. It just really, that's one of the things that really bums me out. I know you guys didn't want to talk about that. I want to talk about something else here just for a couple minutes. So, Eli Mistel is the nation's justice correspondent. The Nation apparently is a website that leans about as far left as you can go without actually falling over, although maybe you do fall over as you get that far left. But I want to just play some audio from him when he was on, of course, MSNBC. Now, Eli Mistel was having a conversation with the host about the potential brand new Supreme Court justice, which she was, of course, in Washington today answering questions about potentially becoming the first black Supreme Court justice female. Anyway, Eli had this to say.
Here's where I need the Democrats to step up. Because when they try to smear her, I need the Democrats to get up there and defend her just as vociferously as Lindsey Graham defended alleged attempted rapist Brett Kavanaugh. Like, I need that level of energy from the Democrats, especially when they come at her with this trumped up alleged issues about her sentencing on for sex offenders. Because what Josh Hawley is doing, let's be very clear, what Josh Hawley is doing when he tries to do this is he's trying to get her killed. He is trying to get violence done against a Supreme Court nominee. And we know this because when these people go off making their ridiculous claims about child pornography, we know that there some of their people show up violently to do stuff, as happened to the New Hampshire pizza parlor.
All right, there you go. So that's him equating, essentially saying that folks who are on the right are prone to violence. Again, just dismissing all the stuff that we saw during the riots of Black Lives Matter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But also in lockstep, ignoring the idea that Kavanaugh faced just hours upon hours upon hours of brutal questioning about something that happened when he was in college a bajillion years ago about a woman that couldn't corroborate that story. Then she poof disappeared into thin air. So I wanted to play that audio just so you can have an idea. This is what the right or the conservatives or normal folks, right, normal, rational-minded people are up against. This insanity that is progressiveness. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on that tonight because I don't know too much about what was said today, about what was asked, and all that goes along with that. So, next time, if I can tomorrow night, maybe we'll touch on that just a little bit. I did want to touch on this really quickly. So Leah Thompson becomes the first biologically born male to win the women's national championship in the 500-yard freestyle. I think we should give her a round of applause. Yay! Yay! Congratulations. Thomas stands 6'4". Was born with male chromosomes, male bone structure, went through puberty with male sex hormones, and of course she swam as a male for the first 3 years until he figured out that he couldn't win, so he flipped, became a female. It doesn't look anything like a female, but I mean, come on, okay, please. Anyway, wins by a mile, and finally, it seems like that there is some pushback around the country in regards to males fanning themselves as females and playing against female athletes. We have talked about this ad nauseum on my show. Again, here on the night, I've talked about it a number of times. Also, it is just, again, it goes back to the progressive idea of insanity, which is, what are you guys thinking? I mean, and can women groups across the country please finally step up and speak out about this? I'm begging you. Because we are. I am. Anybody who has an ounce of common sense is. There's no way in hell a born male, I don't care how many hormones they take, should be competing against females. End of story. If you want to make it fair, create a category for transgenders. I don't have an issue with that. I'm fine with it. It's perfect for me. If that makes everybody happy, fine. But to have someone who is literally a biological male, aside from maybe a couple of hormone adjustments, and allowing them to participate against girls in either high school or college athletics, is insane. And by the way, one of these girls, these biological girls, is going to get hurt badly. Whether it's going to be in a basketball game down the road, lacrosse, field hockey, something like that, they're going to get bounced into the first row, break something, and then all hell will break loose. Because that'll be like the final straw. Finally, somebody will wise up. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. As always, if you're looking for the great Wayne Allen Root, well, he's down there hobnobbing with the rich and famous Mar-a-Lago, hanging out with the president. I'm sure he'll have tons of stories when he comes back on Wednesday. All right? And I'll be here tomorrow night. I do have a whole number of great guests in store for you tomorrow night. I can't wait to unleash them on us as I'm trying to work out all of that. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, solving equations like Einstein. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's Wayne Allen Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Amio Life. You notice how many health sponsors we've got? I can't help it, man. I look and feel fantastic. I'm 60 years old. I feel like $1 million, and everywhere I go, people say you can't be 60. That's impossible. And Amio Life believes in freedom. They fight for freedom. They're a very patriotic company, and they're supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. And their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day. And their silver gel on my face each night. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I suck on their silver lozenges all day at every break of the show to keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners a special 30% discount. 30%! I told them, go for it. Go for broke. 30%. Don't play around. Don't give people 5% off, 10% off, 15% off. Give them 30% off, and they will respond. So visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30% or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, toll free. And you get 30% off every product in their entire product line. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You are listening again to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And again, Wayne Allen Root will be back here on Wednesday night, back in the Catburg seat to hang out with you guys again moving forward. But I'll be here tonight and tomorrow night. And again, I've got a whole bunch of great guests planned for you tomorrow night. Tonight, in the third hour of the program, you're going to hear from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci, who's always spot on what's going on over in Ukraine, actually around the world. He's got 30-plus years of military excellence, so we always enjoy chatting with him. I wanted to share this with you just real quick, because we only have a very short break here. But here in Connecticut, pedestrian deaths are on the rise. In fact, in 2022 could be among the deadliest years for pedestrian fatalities if the trends continue. Now, that's just not here in Connecticut. It's across the entire country. And it's obvious that it's distracted drivers. It's not as many drunken drivers, but it could be more, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Compromised drivers, because more folks are smoking pot or maybe doing opioids when they drive, but pot is legal just about everywhere now, and you're getting some residual effects from that. But of course, the big thing is everybody's on their phone, everybody's texting while they drive, everybody is paying attention to that. So just in Connecticut, in 2011, there were 26 deaths in Connecticut, pedestrians hit by vehicles. Now, they bounced around. In 2012, it was 44, then 13, then 47, 46. Last year, it was 65. Right now, they're on a pace to blow that out of the water. So what do you do about that? And everybody, in some way, shape, or form, looks down on their phone or talks or texts when they shouldn't be. Everybody does it. And it's horrible because it only takes a blink, and you've got a catastrophe. So I'm not wagging my bony finger at you. I'm just saying that be careful. Again, it doesn't take much for this to happen, really. It could happen in a blink of an eye, and I just figured it was something that was worth throwing out there for you really quick. Hey, during a pro-war rally in Moscow Friday night, Russian President Vladimir Putin invoked the words of Jesus Christ in order to justify his invasion of Ukraine. Moscow police said that more than 200,000 people attended this rally, which was a pro-war rally, believe it or not. That's at least what's coming out of Russia. Speaking to the crowd in a turtleneck and down winter coat, Putin said he ordered the invasion to get people out of their misery, out of this genocide. That was the main reason for the motive and the purpose of the military operation. So, of course, some of his Russian followers were all about that and obviously believing every word that he says. And there was these words, of course, from the scriptures that he says. He says, these words from the scriptures come to mind. There is no greater love than if someone gives his soul for his friends. Putin then again continued paraphrasing John 15:13. Man, evil comes in all forms. Anyway, all right, listen, music is playing. We'll take a time out. We'll come back, sweep through the bottom. I've got a lot of other things we can get into, including I wanted to get to the 10 most notorious mass murders in history. Maybe we'll have time to do that. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Avoiding putting U.S. and NATO forces on the ground in Ukraine is the best way to avoid World War III. That's what President Biden believes. The White House saying the most effective role the nation can play is by continuing to provide military, economic, and humanitarian assistance. This as the Ukrainians continue to reject the Russian demand to surrender Mariupol. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby adding,
the Ukrainians are very much defending Mariupol. The Russians have tried to encircle Mariupol, surrounding it both from the north and from the south or up the coast.
Good news for Apple users as Apple services are back following an outage reported Monday. Some of the programs experiencing problems were iMessage, iCloud, and the App Store. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, it's Wayne Allen, Root Raw and Unfiltered with Lee Elsie. And our storm, I'm not even going to say storm center. Hey, Lee, I don't mean to interrupt the fun, but I do have to kind of put a public service announcement out there for the Dallas-Fort Worth area for our affiliate there. Dallas County, for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we are under a tornado warning. Seek immediate shelter. Please be safe out there. Just take immediate adequate shelter and, you know, get home safe.
You just sent me that picture, man. It looks nasty. Looks like nighttime.
Yeah, I mean, the sirens are going off.
Yeah.
So right. I'm going to go check this out. Right. But yeah,
I sent you what you need, so you can go ahead and look at that.
Oh, the duck and cover video?
Yeah.
That's great. That's going to really help me now, Lee.
That's it. Yeah. Put your head between your legs and kiss your family goodbye.
Yeah, kiss my Irish tuchus goodbye.
There you go.
Hi,
so
Wayne.
Take care of that. And I'll talk to you again in a few minutes. So, you know, be safe. I guess down there in Dallas, he just sent me a photo, and it's getting ugly. It's getting dark out there in the middle of the afternoon. So, what's one thing we don't really have to deal with too much here in Connecticut? Not too much as far as the tornadoes. And really here in Connecticut, we're pretty lucky. All we really get is hurricanes every once in a while. We're earthquake-free, essentially tornado-free, although we did get hit with a couple of those. At least recently we've been hit with a couple of those. But all right, so what do I want to do? I was going to go through some of the most notorious mass murderers in history. Mao Zedong on the list. Millions of people. He killed 70 million people. Genghis Khan on the list. Of course, Adolf Hitler killed 13.6 million people during the war through 1945. King Leopold, total of 13 million Africans he killed. Who was right after that? Hirohito killed 10 million. Joseph Stalin starved out most of his own people. Stalin was responsible. It says 2 million, but you can make the argument that he killed over 30 million people if you include the folks that he starved out in World War II. I don't know why I didn't throw that in there. The Young Turks, Idi Amin is on the list. Benito Mussolini. Some folks say I look like Mussolini. Says he massacred over 400,000 people. I mean, is Putin going to get on that list? That's why I bring it up. I mean, is Putin next to be added to the most notorious murderers of all time? The 10 most destructive Americans of the last 80 years. Mark Felt, a.k.a. Deep Throat Bill Ayers. I know about this. Teddy Kennedy. Most folks remember Teddy as the guy who left Mary Jo Kopechnik to die. But folks say that some of the legislation that he passed was very destructive. Walter Cronkite is on this list. Bill and Hillary Clinton. Number 6 on the list of the most destructive Americans in history. You can make an argument that Bill and Hillary are two of the biggest crooks ever. Like, ever. Think about all the money that they have stolen from Americans through their Clinton Foundation. How much they've siphoned off. Literally, probably billions of dollars when it's all said and done. Valerie Jarrett is on the list. Jimmy Carter, who ignited modern-day radical Islam by banning the Shah, paving the way for the Ayatollah Khomeini. Plus, you put that together with his complete ineptness at the job, makes him puts him right there at number 4. Lyndon Johnson. Johnson turned the Vietnam conflict into a major war for America. 58,000 men died during those battles. Barack Hussein Obama on the list at number 2. Number 1, the worst American, John Kerry. Some folks say that John Kerry does not deserve to be the number 1 on the list. This particular list has him number 1 because of some of the things, the despicable behavior he had after 3 faked Purple Hearts. I've had Colonel Rob Simmons talking about John Kerry and his, if you want to call it stolen valor, lack of valor, feigned valor, the Purple Hearts faking, throwing them over the White House fence, all garbage. And then there are a number of dishonorable mentions, including John Brennan, Jane Fonda, Robert Johnson, Frank Marshall Davis. All right. You know the story. The M&M characters are becoming inclusive. This is probably about a month old. M&M announced a global commitment to creating a world where everyone feels like they belong and the society is inclusive. The green M&M character will lose her peach-colored legs and stiletto boots in favor of white legs and sneakers. You can't make this up, man. You really can't. The brown M&M will have her heels lowered to a professional height. Her character says she is not bossy, just the boss. Meanwhile, the green and brown M&Ms will no longer have a rivalry but will now be together throwing shine and not shade. I'm surprised they're not they become a lesbian couple. The anxious orange Eminem, who Mars says is one of the most relatable characters with a Gen Z, the most anxious generation, previously had his shoes untied, but now he will have them tied. This is very important stuff, by the way. The red Eminem, an outspoken character sometimes interpreted as a bully by the other M&Ms, will start being more kind to his fellow candies and his fellow candy characters. And finally, the new versions of the characters will roll out a little bit later on. Actually, they should be out by now. It says in the beginning of March. So I don't know if you've noticed that, if there's a kinder, gentler M&M. Man, you can't make it up. This is just, that's how stupid the world has become. Just so stupid. Let's see. The University of Pennsylvania's prestigious Wharton Business School started trending on Twitter a few weeks ago, but not because of its academic prowess or commitments from a famous alum like former President Donald Trump. Rather, the school caught the attention of users online after a professor posted about a social experiment she conducted in the class that inadvertently showcased just how clueless her students are about the middle class. Nina Stromberger, a professor of legal studies and business ethics at the school. By the way, this is Wharton, all right? They're supposed to be brilliant. I asked Wharton students what they thought the average American worker makes per year. 25% of them thought it was over six figures. One thought it was $800,000. She said, really not sure what to make of this. The real number is $45,000, by the way. The professor tweeted and sparked an internet firestorm, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. The tweet elicited a wide range of responses, but most commenters shared essentially the same view. The experiment proved the students were remarkably out of touch. Can you imagine going to the Wharton School of Business, right? I mean, this is one of the business schools in the country, and thinking that middle class was $800,000 a year. I mean, how disconnected is that? What kind of a... Listen, we talk about privilege. I want to talk about privileged. Forget about white privilege or the privilege of growing up insulated from the world. Never having to... I'm sure never having to pay a bill, never having to work. You're at school at age 18, 19, 20, 21 and thinking that the average American makes $800,000 a year? All right. Half of the parents can't understand their kids' homework assignments. A new poll found 40% of parents have done or tried to do their kids' homework, and they essentially have to give up. Right? In particular, if they're trying to do my homework, they'd have to give up. But parents can't do their kids' homeworks. Back in the day, my parents never helped me with homework. I remember my father helped me one time. I mean, they would help me if I asked, but I, you know, didn't really ask. It was different back then. You just did it. But it's not like they ignored me, but I remember my dad one time, I had to do some project for metals class. We had a metals class. And that really wasn't my thing. I really didn't care about that. And my father loved making stuff. So he made me this shield. Like, we were supposed to make this shield or something to do with a period of time where metal was used a certain way. Anyway, we made this shield and a sword, so to speak. But it was amazingly done. It's probably somewhere still in the house. But the teacher, looked at it and says, you didn't make this. I can remember this. He goes, you didn't make this. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And, of course, I got the F on that class. And that's that assignment, not the class. In 1965, a Senate report predicted we would be working just 14 hours a week by the year 2000 because technology would make everything easier for us. So that was in 1965. Wouldn't you like to work 14 hours a week? So what is that, 3 hours a day? You get in there at 9, you're home by noon? Essentially, we almost had that, right, during COVID, right? People just kind of hung out at their home. Figured out how to do their work without really having to do their work. Pretty sweet gig. A woman in Ukraine is saving dogs and cats from bombed-out cities. We had talked about this before. One woman I could never pronounce her name, but she stayed behind and is now leading the efforts to track down stranded pets and transport them to safety in Poland and or Romania. So there are some, you know, people out there with a big heart, which is nice. 92% of the world's currency is digital. 92% of the world's currency is digital. Think about this. Gone. Poof. Gone. The idea of crypto or currency, digital, you know, it scares me. Even though if you have money sitting in the bank, it always scares me. If I go to the bank tomorrow to take out some money and it's like all my money is gone, who do I turn to? What do I do? I'm sorry, sir, you don't have an account here. Yeah, but I had money in that account. Man, we're not going any record of that. Where do you go? Who do you complain to? By the way, this is something that's completely unnecessary. Walmart now has mac and cheese ice cream pizza. This sounds disgusting. And do you use regular gas or super in your car? I mean, nobody's using super now, but some folks say you should use super. I thought super was a waste of money. And finally, before I get to the break, male birth control. Do you think men would ever have the responsibility to take a birth control pill? Never happened in a bajillion years. Sorry, forgot. Sorry, sorry, sorry. All right. We'll come right back. Hopefully, Christopher is still there and not somewhere around the wizard near Oz. We'll be back in just a bit. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm melting.
Amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered. Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, Way Down the Roots, New Year's Day by U2. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this show. Everybody needs a friend in the mortgage business, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. And now you've got friends in the home loan business. Mike and Brian are your friends. If you call them and say, I'm a fan of Wayne Alla Root, I'm a listener of Wayne Alla Root, I'm a friend of Wayne Alla Root, you've got friends in the mortgage business who will roll out the red carpet, treat you like a VIP, and take good care of you. Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, they're involved with purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. If you guys want to call in, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. If you want to reach me by email, it's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We do have a caller on the line calling from Connecticut, and he is someone who actually spent a lot of time in Ukraine, and he wants to give us a little backstory on him and then talk to us about how he thinks Ukraine is not going to be a pushover. Hayward in Connecticut. Hayward, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing okay, Lee. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
Like you said, I've been in Ukraine for a while back when the war had first started, just after the revolution. I got to know a lot of people that fought in that revolution and were going off to fight the war in the East. These people went through unbelievable adversity to break away from Russian sphere of influence, and they're not about to take an invasion lying down. No matter how you feel about which side of this, the nonpartisan fact is these people have a national desire, and they're going to fight for it. A lot of people think that because Russia is so large and Ukraine is so small, that it's going to be a pushover, but Ukraine's about the size of Texas, and a lot of people thought that the Soviets would just steamroll Afghanistan, and they ended up leaving in defeat. So it shows that if you don't really understand the people and don't really understand the context, then you might fall for that sort of idea. But this fight has started in a very big way in the past few days. And in a lot of areas, the invasion has stalled despite overwhelming force. And now that they've reached the edge of Kyiv, the citizen militias are really coming into play. I mean, urban warfare in the modern context is very different than it used to be. And we're at a point now where civilians are throwing Molotov cocktails out windows and sniping at Russian soldiers because at last count, they've been given 18,000 rifles to anyone who can present a Ukrainian passport. They've managed to swell their ranks tremendously. And these are people that have chosen to stay in the cities rather than flee. So these are the folks that are really committed to defending their homes. And you can never underestimate the power of someone who is defending their home. That is a type of motivation
right. That
is very hard to it's very hard to overstate how much of a factor that is.
So you being there, real quick, let me just slip in a question. You being there, right before the war, how organized would you say these folks are? I know that militia idea, fighting door to door, apartment to apartment, house to house, like, sounds really chaotic. But you think there's some organization behind some of this stuff?
Well, absolutely. So for quite a long time, there have been militias that have gone to fight in the east, where the separatists have been trying to take Donetsk and Luhansk. So a lot of these people at this point, 8 years after the war has started, are battle-hardened, and a lot of new folks are just really motivated to defend their country. So you have people from all across the ideological spectrum in Ukraine united by this common threat of Russia on their doorstep. And so you have people from even the far left and the far right attacking the same enemy because they are all under what they see as an existential threat. So you see a lot of people nowadays that might have been less apt to join the fight in the east joining in now because you have the whole country under threat. Like, Kharkiv was getting heavily bombarded, and that was one of the first places where the invasion hit. Kyiv has been hit quite a bit, and all over the country you have these airstrikes happening. And they're going to have an easier time moving in the rural areas because there's just less fighting happening there. But once you start to reach a city like Kyiv, I mean, think about the Battle of Mosul, for example, the second battle when it was liberated from ISIS. It took months and months and months of door-to-door fighting. And when I think door-to-door, it's literally door-to-door fighting.
Right.
And Mosul has passed it up to Kyiv. And we don't have a modern example of what warfare looks like when after the city is high-rise market. Totally different.
Hayward, fascinating stuff, man. I appreciate it. I wish I had a little bit more time, but I do got to run and check in again with us for sure. So at least for our friends out there who are watching television, listening to us here, these headlines that are saying Kyiv could fall by the end of the weekend, it's not necessarily certain, correct?
Yeah, I am very doubtful that it would fall by the weekend.
All right, Hayward, I got to jump in. I'm sorry, man. Good stuff. Good call. Great call, as a matter of fact. We got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.